Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that is not about length, but how you use it. Here with me is Jay Leonard, and I am Sean Barnes. On January 3rd, 2020, in this giant fucking arena. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Bente, bente! Si, coño! Boom! Feliz nueve año!
Was that just like...
That was excitement.
The boom?
The boom.
You dropped the boom.
Yeah, it's like fireworks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There's just a guy in the corner. Boom!
It was.
Happy New Year! Boom!
See?
Every year he does this.
He has memories since the war. So what's up, man? You went to La Ciudad.
Si.
But ooh, not...
Nueva York.
La Ciudad. Universidad. But you didn't go to the...
Fuck
Times
no.
Square. Yeah. I've never had a desire to go there.
Me neither.
Yep.
Get my Ryan Seacrest on.
People wear diapers.
Yeah. Like, what else are you going to do? You can't go anywhere. Like, if you want to, like, go to the bathroom, you're fucked.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah. It makes no sense to me. And those people seem very happy at midnight. And it's probably just because they get to go home.
But then they dissipate. Like, we watched it happen.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
They were gone.
Like, poof. They come back from commercial break, and it's just people with the leaf blowers blowing confetti.
Right. You know, it was funny. We were in a bar, and they had, like, and they didn't have, like, the local, like, they had the local news on.
Like New York One?
It wasn't New York One, but it was, like, another something.
Fox 5?
Dude, I don't remember. I was fucking drunk. So, like.
Oh, good for you.
Were
you out of control, Sean, drunk?
Or? No. I was just enough in control that I ruined everybody else's night.
Yep.
Because I was like, guys, come
should,
on.
We should really...
Everybody fucking calm down, all right? I was that guy. I almost fucking yelled at a bartender. Or a server, though. Like, it was very close. Very close. But I'll get to that. They had the news on. And right before the ball, like, right after the ball dropped, like, they basically said, like, the head of what do I want to say? Not maintenance, but the head of fucking, like, sanitation. The head of sanitation for New York City comes on TV.
Yep.
And he's encouraging people to just go nuts. I was like, that's fucking weird. He's like, yeah, you have a good time. We'll have it all cleaned up by tomorrow morning. Like, that was his thing. He's like, go fucking nuts.
And
you guys
do.
Have a hoot. Like, yeah.
And they do.
And they do. And they did. And we drove out of there the next day with zero problems.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Good shit. Happy for you.
What'd you do?
Nothing. We're going to go to dinner. The thing I've liked to do for the last couple of years, I think we talked about it last week, but I don't know. I don't remember. It's all running together. The thing I like to do the last couple of years is, like, we find a new restaurant to eat at, and then we go back to the house and get drunk in our bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You said that.
Yeah. I got a big bedroom. Kind of feels like a hotel room. It's fun.
Yeah. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and at some point make a cheese plate, and we're just hammered, and it's a great time.
Right.
And then this year, about 3 hours before we were going to leave, kid got sick.
Bummer.
So, yeah, it was.
So you left
her cool.
Home and you...
Yeah, so she drove us to, no, so it was cool. It was cool hanging out with her. We haven't done that enough. She's only been home like 2 years out of all of her years. She just likes to hang out with her grandmother on New Year's Eve, and her grandmother's alone, and she likes to hang out with her. So
oh, cool.
It's like,
yeah.
It's their thing.
Right.
But it was nice to spend it with her. It was fun. We watched watched a movie, which I thought was family friendly until there was some dick joke action happening, and I was so awkward. And then it just kind of hit me.
You put your movie. You put fucking Middletown on the TV.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, shit, I forgot.
You know these people. Yeah, but yeah, that was it, man. That was it, and you know, made a run at it. I drank a bottle of wine and just watched TV. It was a pretty chill. We chilled, we relaxed, we chillaxed.
Yeah,
it was pretty normal.
We went to this German place, called Black Forest in Brooklyn. There's a couple of them,
like the cake.
Yes, it's a German Black Forest. You know,
yep,
it's the whole thing. Anyway, we walk in the door, and this guy. It's a little busy. We had talked to somebody else who had been at this place last year, and they were like, oh, it's a good place to hang out because they're open late, and that's not that busy, so you can, like, chill. You know what I mean? And so we went, and we get there, and we had called earlier in the week. we were like, hey, we want to make a reservation. We're just going to be like 8 or 9 of us, you know, is that cool? And they were like, well, we're not taking reservations for New Year's. And we're like, all right, well, how late do you guys open? They said, we're open till midnight. Well, that's perfect. And so we get there, and they're pretty busy, actually. They're not totally packed, but they're pretty busy. And the server walks up to me. He's like, hey, just so you guys know, we're pretty short-staffed right now. And I'm the only one working the restaurant, and we have one bartender.
That
I'm
sounds like it's a problem for you.
Okay. What are you getting at here? And he's like, well, do you guys have a reservation? And we said, well, we called earlier in the week and we're told you guys weren't taking reservations. And the guy like put his hand to his mouth as if to be like, oh, fuck, they're on to me. Because you could tell he was going to pull some like, well, we're really only sitting people with reservations. Right.
Yeah.
Now. Like you could tell
yeah.
he was going to pull some shit.
Yep.
And that should have been my first sign. You know what I mean? And so like we sit down, we have a good time. I mean, like beer came out quick. The food was good. The food was very good, actually. And it was taking a little while for things to come out. But I was like, fuck it. These guys, he was the only guy working. Like, you know what I mean? Working his ass off. And
where in Brooklyn are you at this point?
Where the fuck were we? I can't remember.
It just seems like what
I want to say it was on 4th Ave. But
what kind
could
of
be
a place
anywhere
has a understaffed bar and restaurant?
It was a populated area. I was right near the Barclays Center.
Yeah,
like, I was like okay, two blocks from the Barclays
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, so you're pretty close to the bridge.
Yeah,
yeah, you're that close to the city, and you don't have a
right
staff.
You guys aren't packed like
it's okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to get a handle on this.
Right, I mean not his fault.
Not his fault at all.
Right.
I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't have come to work. I would just abandon my post.
And so eventually, 10:15 rolls around, or 10 o'clock, and the guy's like, hey, just so you guys know, the bar's closing at 10:30, or like, you can't place any, the kitchen's closing at 10:30, the bar's open till 11.
Happened at midnight.
And I was like, well, we called, man. Like, we called because we wanted to come here, and yeah. we were told you were open till midnight, and he's just like, nope. 11.
I got shit to do.
I'm like, are you fucking with me right now? Like, we planned our night around this shit. And I'm suspicious that they were like, fuck it, let's just get out of here. Like,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And then he came up to us at like 20 after. Oh, and when we first sat down, like, listen, as someone who's worked in a restaurant, I understand the headache that can be separate checks. You know what I mean? I get it. However, that's why we asked first thing, and we even said, if you can't, it's fine. We're just, if you can, though, we'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And he said, oh, no, the way our system is, it's super easy. I'll just divvy them up at the end. Oh, I'm not going to argue with him. You know what I mean? So we said, all right, great. So at the end of the night, hands us a check. And we're like, well, you said you could divvy this up. Like, that's what you said. You said you could do this. And he's like, oh, right.
Nah.
And he's like, he's waiting for us to be like, no, man, this is like, you could tell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're just like,
in a standoff.
So whenever you could do that, we'd appreciate it. He's like, well, I got to get out of here. Oh, do you? Well, I apparently have to too, because now I have to find someplace else to go because you guys are closing. Yeah. I don't know. This guy was just a dick. And I was getting like really frustrated the whole time. And I had like drank just enough
that
I was like, yelling at right. the table.
All right.
But anyway.
Was he a soft boy?
Huh?
Was he a soft boy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You should have just throttled him.
I know. I saw him doing shots, too. So that was, like, my tipping point. Like, I'm all for, like, you want to buy your server a shot. Whatever. I get it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, don't bitch to me that you can't get your job done and then go take shots.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
Also, like, dude, you just be straight with me. You want to leave.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Eve. It's 11 o'clock. You want
no, that would have been worse. I would have definitely given him shit. I would have definitely been like, listen,
but you know that's it in the end of the day, anyway.
Fair
Otherwise,
enough.
He's just playing you like a mark.
Fair enough.
Like, you're not going to be able to put two and two together.
Right.
It's not like a random Tuesday night, you know? It's a day.
I know you want to get out of here right before midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's weird. Is that weird? You don't want to be at work at midnight? Like, you might have something to do?
Yeah. What's fucked up is they had a projector in there, and they had put the fucking ball like the New Year's Eve,
yeah,
New Year's Rockin' Eve yeah. thing on TV, and I was like, well, if you guys are closing, what the fuck is why even put this on?
Yeah,
because I assume the only people there at that point are people who don't want to celebrate New Year's. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe they thought you were like Taylor Swift fans or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You wanted
yeah.
to see her do her thing.
But yeah, so that kind of sucked. And then we finally got all that shit worked. Like, we had to go through and, like, tell... Like, we basically had to go through and, like, reorder our food and all this shit. And I was just like, I could just lie to this guy. Like, you know what I mean?
That shit just happened to us. Like, a couple of weeks ago with the separate check thing. And I didn't even realize... So? I didn't even realize that that was a thing. When you and I met Becky...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At Bombers.
Yeah.
And we went down there.
And we got shit for...
And look, Bombers, here's the thing.
Listen, you need to fire this bitch.
You got
to
figure some shit out, because guys. I've been in there 100 times.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know how many times I've been to Bombers.
Yeah.
Countless.
It's great.
Yeah.
You can go up there. You can get a $9 margarita.
Right.
They don't mince booze up there. They're trying to fuck you up.
They're slinging drinks.
Here
you go, man.
Here's your football-sized burrito. No problem. They've always been super cool.
Right.
Everything's been great.
Yeah.
Sean and I meet Becky there,
mm-hmm.
Becky of Death Before Discomfort and the other one, theotherone.com, theothermovie.com, I don't know.
The other and then the number one movie.
It's a whole complicated thing. Trenchmouthproductions.com.
Yeah.
So we meet Becky. Becky's in town from L.A., and we get together. We're going to have a drink, talk some shit, and reacquaint and stuff and have a good time. So Sean and I were waiting. Did it happen when she was? You know, it happened when it was just you and I, right?
Yeah.
I made some joke about not wanting to support Sean's drinking habits or whatever.
Right. You were like, "Oh, and separate checks, please."
And I never do that. I always get so weirded out and uncomfortable about that shit, about the check dropping and stuff. I just feel like it's my responsibility for some reason, and I'm trying to break myself of that. But whatever.
What do you mean? It's your responsibility? Like to separate all the bill?
No,
the
bill? To like pay a bill. I always feel like, well, this is probably on me, so I should just
take... Oh, yeah, you shouldn't just assume that.
Whatever, I do.
I get what you're saying.
It's inside of me.
Yeah.
Like, I always, I had, that's what
right.
I do. So whatever, so we like, say something at the beginning, and she's, this waitress, no, there's just two of us,
uh-huh.
Okay? There's two of us, and she's, well, listen, I don't, just so you know,
right.
I don't usually do separate checks.
Right.
What?
Why wouldn't you?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
So, okay. So I'll go sit at, I'll order at the bar.
Right.
And you won't get any of the tip that's coming to you.
Right.
And my boy here will order here, and then I'll just come over here and we'll eat together. Like,
right.
What are you doing?
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
Like,
not to mention, like, I don't give a shit what you normally do. Mm-hmm. Is there a sign somewhere that says no separate checks? That's dumb as balls.
Yeah. I've never understood it.
Yeah. And then she was an asshole the whole night.
She was fucking awful.
She was an asshole.
Like,
Becky's like, why is my margarita green or whatever, blue?
Yeah.
It's not. It's the light. Oh, cool.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't see what I was drinking.
Yeah, no. I'm colorblind, so that makes sense. It just looks gray to me. I don't know. This is what my friends always told me was blue. I don't know.
And they were like fucking out of salt or something. They were out of sugar.
Yeah, just there's a lot,
like,
a lot of...
It was like this weird shit.
Stupid shit. And I consider myself a very reasonable merman, you know?
Mm.
I feel like I'm a good customer to a server. I feel like to a fault. Everything I say is like, no, whenever you get a chance, or take your time, or whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
like,
know you're probably dealing with an asshole somewhere else on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna assume that. Yeah. So I want to be the nice guy.
I'll never be the asshole, and I'm gonna tip you 30% every time. Like I am nice to a fault. So when a waitress comes at me with shit like that, comes at me with shit like that, I just want to, like, shake them. Like, listen to me.
Right.
There are plenty of people in here that are going to treat you like garbage. And now you just made it one more. Like,
at that point, you don't care.
It's fucking, like, Sam's Club Janine Garofalo coming to give me shit because I'm trying to, like, I just want to pay for my burrito and my drinks. Like, come on, give me a break. What's the difference? You got to punch in... three checks on your register. It's not like you're back there with like an abacus and you're making change. Like, what are you doing?
Ugh. Right. And we were like, and it's not like we were a party of 20.
There was three people
that rolled in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we were three people that only ordered drinks.
Yeah. It wasn't like, hey, me and these four are on this check and then those two are on their check. One other check here. No, it was just three people. Just drop three checks.
Yeah. What? Or it's like the servers that don't carry a pad. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah. No, I got it all up here. All
right, champ.
But, okay, well, what if I want, like, if my shit better not come out wrong? You know what I mean?
Has it ever?
I don't know. I can't remember. Probably. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, if you're going to, don't tell me you can't separate checks because you chose not to carry a pad.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, because then you have to go back, and it's like an extra layer of shit you have to remember.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, well, that's not my problem.
No.
Like, in retrospect. And don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking knocking these people. They're working their asses off. I get it. But it's like,
dude,
why?
I know. I can make a burrito for less than $12.
Yeah.
I'm coming here to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
If I made a margarita at home, it wouldn't cost me $9. I wouldn't have to tip myself.
Right.
I'm coming here to spend money here.
Exactly.
So
I don't have to do this.
Yeah. You're not. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a convenience charge.
I don't have to be here. And also, this is your job. I didn't, like, grab you from your table.
Right.
I said, hey, can you do me a favor?
I know you're hanging out with your friends right now. But could you,
make me a margarita? It's what you're here to do, asshole. It's just same thing with the guy in the German place. Like, dude, you're here. This is what you get paid to do. Right.
We're not being dicks.
Right.
It's not like somebody's treating you like shit. If someone's treating you like shit, by all means, treat that guy like an asshole.
And like you guys are being abusive, and he's just like, I'm not dealing with this. We're closing. I'm not. Like, you're the only ones in the bar.
Like, we're literally hanging out, ordering drinks and eating.
Yeah.
And just
you're
hanging
out.
You're
doing what you're supposed to do.
Like, we brought a game to play. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because we were like, well, we're just going to hang out. Like, take your time. You know what I mean? But no.
Nope.
And then, seriously, when I saw him, like, doing shots, oh, I was so pissed off.
Where'd you end up going?
There was a place called Mulaney's across the street. Okay. And we ended up there.
Okay.
And the guy there also didn't like the idea of splitting checks. That was a whole thing. I saw that guy's perspective a little more because we forgot to ask up front.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd imagine he had already put them all in as one. And we even told him, like, listen, if you can't, it's fine. But it was also, like, I think that guy was just like, it's fucking midnight, or it's like fucking quarter after midnight, and you're really giving me this shit right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's pissed, but I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, man.
Fair play.
And we were like, all right, you're a little upset, but like, if you can't do it, it's fine. Like, we'll figure it out. We were just wondering if you could. And, yeah. Then we took a fucking lift back to Bay Ridge and... That was that.
That was it.
Yeah. And then we stayed up until like 3 a.m. playing Mario Maker. Yep. Made a pretty dope level, though. It's called Off the Chain, if you guys want to look it up. I don't know the code for it, you know.
Cool.
No. Just saying, Mario Maker's a dope game.
Yeah.
I think you would enjoy it. Actually, I know damn well you would.
I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Shut up. You literally said nothing, and I'm giving you shit. I apologize.
Jesus.
Can we split checks?
It's funny.
So I fell down my attic stairs.
Okay. Were you... Okay.
I have narrow steps.
And a wide gate.
Yeah.
And it's got wide hips.
Yeah. So we...
it's not built for stairs.
After you and I...
It's like a horse.
...recorded last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was like literally like probably 10 minutes after I had gotten home.
Yeah.
And because we had people coming over that night, so I'm like tidying up the house and stuff. And we had like stuff we had gotten for Christmas. And then there was a couple things I had to put up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to blame my wife, but I'm going to. Because she had put stuff up there herself. But instead of going up into the attic and placing things... either on a shelf or against the wall. You know what I mean? She just went up the steps and set it down.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I could have moved those things, but I chose to step over them. And after making my way through the maze that was my attic, I put my foot down on the first step and slipped. Hey. Just fucking slipped. And you can see, actually, the step is like worn. Like, this house is 100 years old.
You're not the first person
to do this. Yeah.
Just claimed another one.
Yeah. That's. You see this? I got this nice bruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This guy's a week old now.
Did you knock the wind out of yourself?
No, but I did sit there, like, realizing that the sound of me falling down the stairs must have sounded like a cinder block, like, thrown off a roof or something. You know what I mean? Like,
did she come up and?
Yeah,
she,
yeah. It's like, so I'm sitting there.
Did you swear and strike at her?
No. She did ask me, like, how did this happen? What's wrong? And I kept my shit together because I realized if I said, here's what happened, I told her later. I was like, listen, this is why I fell. That's not cool. But like in that moment, I would have been, it would have just turned into a fight.
I don't know how you have the, I have no restrictor plate for shit like that. Like if I fall down and bust my ass, or if I, not even falling, like anytime something happens, there is nothing that stops me. That's the problem with getting close to me as a person. I will make enemies with everybody that's close to me. And if we're friends, it's because I don't know you well and you don't know me well, and that's it. Beyond that, you will not like me, because as soon as I get comfortable with you
become... I definitely don't like you.
Okay,
I
well then
think we're very close.
Well, then there you go. You just get in my cone. What's it? Cone of uncertainty. You
right.
know, like
I don't know what's gonna happen.
So if I fell, there would be no delay. It would just be immediately screaming, like, why do you do? It would just be blame and rage and yeah. But you have the wherewithal to stop yourself from doing that. And I admire that.
Not all the time, but in this moment I did. Wow. And I'm sitting there at the top of the stairs, and I was like, maybe she didn't hear me fall, and I can just go about my business. And not worry about this. But she definitely heard me fall.
Yeah, she was just hoping. She was just waiting to hear if you moved.
Well, she came running up the stairs. But she did not. And I think that's why I was able to. Because the concern she showed, I was able to.
Yeah, that wouldn't
hold
stop
back
me either.
My shit.
Like, no, I'm not okay. You did this to me. Why?
Well, she did. She did not take the time to set down the crackers that were in her hand. She was eating like a little package of Ritz crackers, and those were in her hand.
Those
like,
are delicious buttery crackers.
Absolutely, huh? Great fucking crackers.
You put them down. Where's she going to put them? On the attic stairs?
Right. No, you wouldn't.
Then you
do
throw
that.
Them away,
and you can't set them down downstairs because Finn will
dog.
Get a door. Motherfucker,
dog.
Right? What do? You carry him
you
up.
Just carry him up. You hang on to him.
Sure. You take a bite.
Yeah. What if
as
you're,
you reach the basement or the attic door
right before you're like, fuck, I gotta get this in.
Yeah.
Gotta get it in.
Oh
you
yeah.
Know what
but
kind
like,
of shape
no,
he's in?
My right arm was all, but you can't see it as well now, but it was all like down my arm and shit. And then
scratched
my
out.
I got this big my like arm was fucking swollen and shit.
Oh man.
Nothing broke, I guess. But
you can't fall in your advancing age like that, dude.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this the first of many?
Yeah.
Like in my feeble old age that I'm going to hit someday, am I just going to be like, I could trace it all back to that moment? Like, was that my first old man fall?
Well, that's...
You know what I mean?
That'll be the first one that puts an injury that you don't even know you have yet on your body.
Right, 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 right.
And then you're going to notice it, you know, maybe next year when it gets really cold out, you're going to be like...
Man,
my hip has been. When did I fall and land on my hip? My hip? Did I get hit? When did that happen? And then one day it's going to dawn on you. I fell a year ago.
Right.
And that's just now starting to hurt. And then every time it rains,
right? Right.
Like, oh my!
Oh,
hip,
it's coming.
My knee.
Well, they
yeah.
said Steve LaPointe said that the it's not going to rain for.
I feel the bare
no, no, no
pressure in
Listen.
My ACL. Ever since the fall of 19,
dude, my right knee does pop every time I walk up the stairs, and I don't know why it does that.
Yeah,
and I'm convinced it's just gonna fucking snap at some point, and everything's
Maybe.
Just gonna fall apart, and my lifeless body will just descend the stairs.
I have a my knee has this weird bump in it, and I didn't know it wasn't normal, and one day
where's the bump?
Like if I sit with my knees up,
uh-huh.
like, you know, like two little teepees, my kneecap,
yeah,
one of my kneecaps has like a bump in it.
No shit. Like on the top.
Yeah. And I remember. Well,
like if your legs were a Christmas tree.
Yes.
The bump would be
the
angel.
Star. Yes. The angel. Yes.
Sure.
So I, I remember when I was younger, like running into a concrete wall. And it hurt so bad, I remember almost throwing up. It left such an imprint on me that I remember being physically ill.
That's some shit.
So whatever, I didn't think about it. I just know, like,
why would you? Yeah.
If I get tapped in the knee, it makes me feel like I'm going to puke, right? And I was just thought, like, oh, it's, I don't know.
So like, still?
Still. Like, I just, like, if I, Whew. If I, like, fall on my knees, I'll start to sweat for a second and feel like I'm going to puke, whatever. But I never really thought about it. So I'm sitting there one day on the couch, and my kid's like, she looks over, she goes, "What is that?" Right? I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "What is wrong with that?" And she's like rubbing it. I'm like, "What? That's not normal." And she sits next to me and puts her legs the same way, and she looks at me like, "Duh." I'm like, "Holy shit, there's something wrong with me." She's like, "Has mommy seen that?" And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, so I was worried about it. I think I broke my knee. And
can you show me later?
Yeah, I will. I'll show you later.
That's great.
Yeah, it's weird.
See, I have bumps in both of my knees, but it was an inflammation from tendonitis I had. Right. So it just kind of calcified there, and it just kind of stayed that way.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Oh, yep. Knee brace.
Yep. Oh, yep. Osteoporosis.
Yep. Oh, yep. Yep. Arthritis.
Oh, yep. Calcium deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carpal tunnel.
Oh. I don't know. Okay.
Have we ever explained that or no?
I don't think so.
Fucking sprout.
Be better not to.
Okay.
Fucking good. Sprout.
Yeah, fucking sprout. There are a couple people who know that person. So. Oh! Peter went to my friend Peter, Hard On Podcast's own Peter.
Peter Mayhew.
Yeah. Peter went to a train show. Over the weekend,
boy,
and met the man who he says he pictures every time he hears Train Man.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did he ask about us?
Can't say that he did. Oh. This is the guy right here. Here's a picture.
That's him.
That I'm showing.
That's 100%. That's 100% him, Peter.
Right.
That's exactly what I picture.
Yeah.
Maybe without the facial hair. I think I picture him a little bit older, but that's kind of him. Look at the suspenders on the old gal.
His name is Paul Busey.
Yeah. Nobody calls me that. They call me
Train
Conductor
Man.
Busey.
He has railroad track suspenders on. I don't know if you did you catch that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Like,
is that right?
I'm hoping Peter took this picture of him because it's a nice little picture.
It's like a Tinder profile picture.
Right.
It says he likes a big caboose.
I don't know. Ride the rails with fucking Paul Busey.
Like this steam engine.
The steam engine built this country. You fucker.
So did the Chinese.
Oh, that's true. The Chinaman.
Yeah.
As hopefully no one says anymore. I don't know. Did you ever find that time like interesting and shit? Like, I don't know what it is, but I am a sucker for fucking
Asian
like,
concentration camps.
Yeah. No. No, like fucking old Western, like I don't like Western movies, but anything that like had to do with that time period, I will sit down and fucking watch and like just get really into. Yeah. Like
I hate all that shit.
Like I don't know, like the going across the country, like Oregon Trail type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't know what it is. I just find that shit fascinating, and I don't know why. I think part of it is, like, because it's, like, relatively recent history.
It's weird to see how close the end of the cowboy times were.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, Fievel.
Right, it's Fievel goes west.
Super, not even no, like OG Fievel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like the immigration.
Well, I think part of
the immigration epidemic is what they would used to call it back then. But that was, I mean, only a few years before there was like real cowboys. There was real.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I play like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah,
and that shit takes place like in the turn of the century, like 1900.
Yeah,
shit, and like you go into cities on that game. Like you play this game, and it feels like it. Between 1800 and fucking 1850 and 1700, what's the difference? Like, really?
Yeah.
What's the difference between maybe, like, the fucking telegraph or phonograph or, like, yeah, the telegram? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aside from that shit and the Pony Express, like, what the hell's the difference?
Dude, yeah, my grandfather was born in 1913.
Yeah, my grandmother was born 1917 or 18.
So think about that. So 20,
and it's like...
So now, 13 years ago in my lifetime... I mean, my kid's almost 13.
Right.
So the time in which, like, my daughter was born and today would have been the turn of the century and, like, cowboys and shit and my grandfather being born.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it's fucking crazy.
Wasn't born here, but still.
But still. Yeah.
It's still weird.
But that's my point. Like, I don't know. There's something about that. I think that's why I'm fascinated by it. Because what fucking... It was electricity. That's what did it. But, like, what was the moment, you know what I mean, that really fucking, like, amplified everything? Oh. Like, it was the fucking...
It's good.
It was the like train.
A copywriter. Yeah, sure.
It was the train.
Yeah.
And the fucking electricity.
Golden spike.
I'm just saying, yeah, that linked our two coasts.
Mm-hmm.
The Transcontinental Railroad, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me teach you a little history here.
Please.
No, I got nothing. This country was built on the backs of Irishmen and Chinese.
Sure was.
Like, I don't know, though. I just find it, like, so fucking interesting. And, like, I'm playing, like, Red Dead Redemption and shit. And, like, we're like, oh, I'm in the woods. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. And then, like, oh, well, there's a city, you know, a few miles that way. And you fucking just ride into town. And there's fucking, like, industry. And you're like, what the fuck? This must have been so bizarre for, like, these cowpokes. You know what I mean? Like, who've just lived on a fucking farm their entire lives. And they go into a city. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And there's cars and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying. I couldn't imagine that time.
I don't like it.
It makes me uncomfortable in a good way. I don't know if it's like, hey, you should appreciate the shit you have because this wasn't that long ago.
I think that's what I appreciate about it, if anything, is the fact that it wasn't that long ago.
You can wrap your head around it.
You can wrap your head around just a couple of generations. Like you go, okay, my mom was born in this year and her mom was born in this year. And then the one before that would have been during that time. Like I saw some shit the other day that said,
just fucking point at me. That was aggressive.
That said,
Jesus Christ. You know?
I just remembered something. Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Uh-huh.
And Barbara Walters are the same age.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird because you don't think about time in those constructs. Those people are people who were in the past. You know what I mean? They're just a part of history. Mm-hmm. Barbara Walters is still alive.
Yeah.
You knew her.
Basically doing her shit.
You knew her for the wind down of her life.
Right.
You know, the 60 through 90 of her life you knew.
Uh-huh.
But these other people died young, especially Anne Frank.
But they were all the same age.
All the same age, born the same year.
That's fucking weird. I wouldn't have even guessed that.
Yeah.
Who is the oldest person on this list?
Sure.
I probably would have been fucking Anne Frank.
It's
got to be Anne Frank, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. They were all born in 1929.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, super weird. I always do the math and shit like that. Like, okay, there was, what was it? Oh, this is a few years ago. I was thinking the number of years between Back to the Future's release and 9/11 was the same amount of years between 9/11 and today. It was like in 2015, 2016.
Right.
Seems so weird.
But in 2001, when 9/11 happened, you're like, well, fucking, that's an old movie. It's Back to the Future.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like but now 15 years ago wasn't that long ago.
No, not at all.
15 years ago.
I was just hanging out with my friends the other day. And
2005 was just like, Chappelle's Show was 2003.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah.
I mean.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, when you start to watch it all kind of like ripple out like that, and mm-hmm. the way you set these bookmarks in your head, these like waypoints, you know,
uh-huh.
Ghostbusters and Back to the Future, all that shit was so long ago. And it was long ago now, but the amount of time between that, and it's just bizarre. I don't know.
I think it's still relatively new. I'm always
doing the math on that shit. Like, oh man, that seemed like a silent film.
I was just hanging out with my friends the other day, and I realized, like, fuck. We graduated from I graduated from college 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. I don't know. That seems insane to me because like I remember even just a couple of years before now, like I had my 10-year high school reunion. You know what I mean? And that seemed to make sense to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? That felt like, yeah, you know what? It's been 10 years. That makes a lot of sense. But then for some reason, the fact that it's been almost 10 years since I graduated college, I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, I think it's just because a lot of shit happens to you in those 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of shit. Like you start to figure life out a little bit. And there's a lot of, I don't know. It is just crazy to think about like the time difference.
Yeah. I know.
Between shit. It's fucking 2020.
2020, dude.
What the fuck? 2020. It's been, and then, yeah, I remember talking to my, a teacher in fucking like fifth grade or sixth grade about like Y2K and shit and like what that could mean and what that actually was and shit like that. And I remember having that conversation like vividly. That was 20 years ago. The fuck? I don't know.
A kid just asked me what I did for the year 2000, and I was I was in Boston, and so I went to Boston with my friend Amanda. She lived there. She lived like right by Fenway, like right. She lived on Boylston, mm-hmm. Boylston. So I went there with a girl I was seeing, and I was hanging out with Amanda, and we like walk all around Boston. Everybody's freaking out, you know. It's Y2K.
Yeah.
Everything's open. Everybody's just pouring around, you know. And at the end of the night, everybody goes out to this. I think it was a river, right? So we all go out to the river, and everybody's standing. There's a million people there. It's a million, easily a million people. And in the sky is this laser clock, and it's counting down, you know. It's 10, 9, 8, 7. And then the chant of Yankees suck starts, right? At like 5. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like today? It's a new millennium is dawning in front of us today. And then right. I realize, because I'm wearing my hat and it's backwards, and I turn around and all of Boston is looking at me going like, Yankees suck. And everybody's drunk and angry.
You gotta get the hell out of there. Good thing you were white, because Boston.
Waved. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Am I right?
No, yeah.
Guys, am I right?
Just saying Boston sucks. And not just the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have thought you were Fred Durst.
They could have. Well, it wasn't red. That's the problem. I should have got a red one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at the time, it would have been time appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been.
Give me something to break. And they would have been like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. It's fucking Fred Durst. Chocolate starfish.
I'll break your fucking face tonight. Nah, and I'd be like, oh, shit. Start moshing around. Yeah, man. Fred Durst. I feel so bad for Fred. I heard Fred Durst on a podcast. And
like recently?
Like recently, yeah. He was promoting a movie he directed that had John Travolta in it.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I felt so like I actually kind of got into the shit he was saying, because at his heart, he's an independent filmmaker now. And he's just like, he sounds shit. Like...
Well, fuck.
Yeah. And he was really good friends with Bill Paxton.
Really?
And, yeah. And he was going to make this movie with Bill Paxton. And they got it all set up. It took years to get this movie set up. And then Bill Paxton dies. So he's really upset about it. He's really good friends with him. And he's like, fuck, what am I going to do? And then he just like, for whatever reason, approaches John Travolta. Travolta's like, yep, I'm going to do it. So they make this movie. And they make it on a shoestring budget. Tells the story about the whole movie and like... You know, what it was like to make it, and, you know, all this shit, you know. And he just sounds like really familiar. I listen to a lot of these podcasts.
Like, he's not fucking around. Like, he's
not fucking around. It's not like, oh, I'm Fred Durst, the musician, and I get shit, right. I get what I want. Like,
right. And I'm going to make a fucking movie. Like,
yeah, no. He really wanted to do this. He had no money to do it. He really pushed. He really made it work. You know, he really. And then the movie was like the biggest piece of shit ever. And year. They were just posting these photos of like John Travolta dressed like this idiot. He plays like this idiot who's like, you know, he's got like a really shitty haircut, and he's like a super fan. It's a
super fan of what?
I don't know. Some guy. I think it might be some. I don't know. I saw the trailer. It was not good.
He was a big fan of Limp Bizkit.
Dude, I think that there's a Limp Bizkit song in the movie.
Oh no.
Yep. Or they talk about Limp Bizkit. It's one of the two. So yeah, I mean, yeah, but. Anyway, Fred Durst, John Travolta, am I right?
Yeah, that combination seems to make sense, though.
It just makes sense.
Travolta just seems like the Fred Durst of acting.
Does Travolta have another comeback in him? Does he have another revival, Tarantino-esque revival?
Somebody has to die.
Yeah, but
that's the only way. Because that was after his son died that he became, like, he came back, right?
No. Like, the first time, no, with Pulp Fiction.
But I'm talking. Well, I guess you could say he had another comeback too, because he was in some shit recently, like somewhat recently, and then he mispronounced fucking Idina Menzel's name and he disappeared again.
What was he in? I mean, he's been in shit, but it's all been shit. What was he in that was good? Did I miss
that he was good? Oh, okay. You're talking about like a good fucking. Like,
when people are like, "Holy shit, we've been sleeping on Travolta." No, he's been in shit.
I was gonna say I'm talking about like just popularity.
Oh,
because he was in that fucking. Fucking Old Dogs or whatever that movie was with Tim Allen.
And oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, Wild Hogs is what we're talking about. Yeah. Those hogs are wild as shit, Sean.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence.
Does not fit into that group of people.
Sure doesn't.
And I'm not saying that because he's black. I'm just saying, like...
You're 100% saying it because he's black.
I'm not, though. I'm saying, like, I just don't think that makes sense.
Yeah.
And...
it wasn't a good movie.
No. And then... And what the fuck... His name... What the fuck is his name? Was in it also, which I thought was weird. William H. Macy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was William H. Macy, Tim Allen... John Travolta and Martin Lawrence were like the gang of guys.
But Bill Macy is one of those guys where he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah. The dude does everything and he's great and everything.
Yeah.
I like you know what? I fucking, he was in Jurassic Park 3 and I thought that movie's fucking, I like it. I like Jurassic Park 3.
I'm not saying you'd pay just to see him, but if
you're happy when he shows up.
If you're on the cusp and you're like, wow, Bill Macy's in it.
Oh, it must be decent.
It's got to be decent. It's like Paul Giamatti. Like, I'm not going to go pay to see a fucking Paul Giamatti movie.
Right.
But if he's in it, I'm like, well, all right, maybe there's something to this then.
Unless it's Spider-Man.
Unless it's Spider-Man. See, you get one or two like that, man.
Right. That's what starts to, you know, your house of cards is going to fall down.
Yeah.
Speaking of house of cards, did you see this shit? I didn't mean to segue into that at all.
It's fine.
I did want to talk about this, though. Did you see, can you bring up these Kevin Spacey videos that he's been putting out?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dude,
I saw the first one.
He put one out last Christmas. Yeah. Last Christmas.
Yeah.
And if anybody's unfamiliar, Jay, I would appreciate it if you played it. At least we can talk over it. I don't give a fuck about really the context, or the content. But it's more the context that is strange. So, like, he's been Me Too'd, as they say. But I feel like when you say Me Too'd, it means that the person really didn't do it. But this guy... did some questionable shit, it seems like, you know, with people coming forward saying that Kevin Spacey, you know, sexually assaulted them. I don't know all the details, but they killed off, spoiler alert, they killed off his character on fucking House of Cards. And because of all of it, you know, they got rid of him, totally fucking got rid of him. And then last Christmas, I want to say, I think it was Christmas Eve of last year, he put out a video as his character from House of Cards. Were you a House of Cards guy or no?
No.
So, like, yeah, that's what's fucking weird about this shit, is that he's talking as if he's the character.
I saw the video. Yeah, it made sense. It was, yeah.
And he's talking about, like, after his death and shit like that, and it's almost as if to be, like, it's like he thinks he's doing the fans a service. Like, I'm wondering if he thinks that's what he's doing.
I'm having trouble finding it.
He has his own YouTube channel, man. You can put, like, Kevin Spacey.
Everything is, like, the Good Morning America, you know, clips. I'll find it.
Yeah, like, seriously. The fact that he even has his own YouTube channel is fucking weird. And then this year... this past Christmas Eve, he put out a fucking another one. It's not as long. It's not as, like, put together, but I think he was just like, fuck it, I'm going to put out another one.
Right.
And it's just fucking awkward, man. And, like, I don't know what he's getting out of it. Like, is he just so desperate for, I don't want to say attention, but that's got to be what it is. Like, he's just so desperate for it that he just...
Or he is...
Is insane.
Or, you know, maybe it's all bullshit and he's just... This is how he's getting it out there. I don't know. I saw the first one and I was like, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Because there's some production in there.
This is one of those things where we have convicted this guy before a court did.
Uh-huh.
And he may have... He allegedly did this.
Fair enough, but...
Now, he allegedly... He may have actually done this to a couple of people.
Right.
It's possible that more people are jumping on.
Sure.
Like in anything. Mm-hmm. So we're never going to know.
No, because people fucking, like, the guy died.
The guy killed himself.
Like,
yeah.
Didn't, like, somebody die before with him? Or no?
I don't.
Or is this the only time? I don't know. I just feel like
he's only got one body on him.
I'm wondering if he has multiple bodies on him is what I'm getting at.
K-Space got mad bodies.
But like Anthony Rapp like dropped his thing, right? Didn't he drop the whole thing?
Yeah.
But he's the one that started this whole thing.
It's just a sordid state of affairs, man.
I don't know, man. It's
you just never know.
It's fucking weird.
You never know.
But regardless of whether he did or didn't, is it really a good idea for him to be putting this shit out?
Right. Yeah. He's clearly not.
He's clearly not stable.
He's definitely not talking to his publicist. That's for that's
so this is the one for this year that he.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the
Knicks
that's
game
the,
is also on in the background. How we doing?
Let's see. Hang on.
Oh, it's the end of the second quarter. And, dude, New York is
up nine.
I don't want to make a big thing out of this. Oh, I know we're. I know we're talking about fucking Kevin Spacey here.
Up 11.
But
are you talking about Coach of the Year, Mike Miller?
All I'm talking about is the Knicks are currently on a three-game winning streak. They're 6-4 over their last 10. And if they can go on to win this game, that's fucking insane.
You're talking about COY?
I don't want to make a big thing about this just yet.
Are you talking about them having to drop the interim label because Mike Miller is the king of New York? Is that what you're talking about?
I might be saying that.
Okay.
That might be exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, me too.
There. That's all.
All right. Okay, here he comes.
Have you seen this one?
No.
He's poking a fire.
You didn't really think I was going to miss the opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas, did you? It's been a pretty good year, and I'm grateful to have my health back. And in light of that, I've made some changes in my life, and I'd like to invite you to join me. As we walk into 2020, I want to cast my vote for more good in this world.
Ah, yes. I know what you're thinking. Can he be serious?
I'm dead serious. And it's not that hard, trust me. The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness.
What the fuck was that?
I really don't know. I really don't know what that was. That was, yeah, all right.
But he's not even he's playing a character. He's playing his fucking character from fucking House of Cards.
Yeah, man, he's not okay.
That's what's fucked up. I don't know, man.
There's a piece of me that wants this.
I don't know enough about it. I just think it's weird. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. The piece of me wants this to be part of a bigger thing, you know? Like,
oh, like this was all...
Some shit's
going to
come out and he's going to be like... There you go. Kapow. Poof.
Yeah. This was all a plan. Yeah. This is all part of the plan.
Yeah. Yep. 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 It's possible.
Anything's possible.
I tell you about my horrible dental experience.
Jesus Christ. I feel like at least three times a year you tell me about a terrible dental experience.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Please do.
So I went to get my teeth cleaned
mm-hmm.
a few weeks ago. And the dentist is like, hey, I had a filling that mm-hmm. had broken.
That happens.
And she's like, it's time to put the crown on this guy. Because mm-hmm. I've been putting it off for like a year. She's like, it's time for the crown.
Promotion.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, you know, come on in, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do it in 2 weeks. I'm like, shit. Right? And my dental insurance isn't covering shit. It's just stupid.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Oh, it's so bullshit. I'm like, why am I paying? But whatever. And that was the reason I put it off for so long. Because I just didn't want to pay the $600 or whatever it is to get the crown, you know?
That's insane.
It's stupid. So I'm like, all right. She's like, yeah, we're out of options. Like, it's time. Okay. So I go there, I get in the chair, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, how long do you think it's going to take? She's like, it's going to take an hour and 10 minutes.
That's awfully specific.
That's what I said. And I said, it's also the wrong answer. I wanted you to say 6 minutes. She's like, damn, sweetie.
It's not how this works.
I scratch my head. It's not going to happen.
She's scratching your head, though?
A little bit. She's very nice to me. So she's in my mouth. For a while.
Yeah.
And I'm relaxed. I'm chill. I like her. I trust her. Everything is cool. I'm getting drowsy. I'm working out beats on the script I'm working on in my head. I'm multitasking. You know?
Right.
I'm thinking about shit.
If anything, this was a positive experience
To this point. So actually, and it's a positive experience pretty much the whole time, except I realized I feel like I've been here for a while. Like my ass is starting to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like my neck is getting stiff. My jaw definitely is sore because it's been crammed open for all this time, you know. So I look over at the clock and I'm like, "Fuck, dude, I've been here for 2 hours."
Oh shit!
So then I like the alarm starts to sound in my head. Like, what are we still doing deep in my mouth?
Uh-huh.
Novocaine starts wearing off. So
not good.
Not great. So she, so around that time, you know, she kind of pulls out and says, and she's like, you know, how you feeling? You feeling anything? And I was like, yeah, a little bit. I'm starting to feel it, you know, around my gums. And she's like, all right, well, I don't want to give you any more Novocaine if I don't have to. It's like, we're almost done.
Let me just get in there and finish her
off.
2 seconds
away. But I mean, it wasn't, I couldn't feel the, I couldn't feel the work on the tooth. Just my gums were hurting a little bit. Right.
Okay.
So,
not like this.
I make the mistake of looking down at the tray next to her.
Oh, son.
And it looks like, she was dressing like a Revolutionary War wound.
Right.
There's gauze.
She's like, well, I'm almost done. So if you could bite down on this musket ball, dude, that would be.
There was gauze great. That had like blood and black shit in it. Mm-hmm. There were archaic implements. There was blood everywhere. Everywhere. And not just blood, but like thick pieces of something.
Oh, no.
Right? So,
yeah.
So it's all
was
over.
Was it the filling? Like she had to dig the filling out?
So it's all over, right? She's me all like they're in there. They're
right.
They put so how they have to do it is they had to refill it and then they put a plastic crown over it because you got to get fitted for
right
your other crown. So I get fitted and she puts a plastic one over. She's like, okay. So it's all over. She goes, okay. Couple things about what just happened.
All right.
And right there, I'm like, right, awesome, right? Well, the cavity the tooth had broken and there's a cavity under it and it had spread. Deep down into my tooth.
Oof.
So she had to dig the entire top of my tooth off. Like, saw off the top of my tooth.
Yep.
Right? Then dig out all the cavity down to almost the root. Like, she was surprised she didn't open up the root. Refill it. Like, scrape all that shit out of there. Mm-hmm. Refill it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, build the tooth, basically, out of resin filling or whatever they use. And then when she put the plastic cap on it, it didn't have enough to hold on to, even though there's a post in there.
Right.
She didn't have enough to hold on to. So she had to cut my gums away and bond the crown, temporary crown, to my tooth under my gum line. So that shit I was seeing on the table were like quivering chunks little of pieces flesh. Of my gums. And the reason I was feeling the gum start to hurt was because she was slicing my gums off while she was doing this.
Nope. So where do you have to go back?
I have to go back on the 8th to have her uncap Christ. It, uncrown it,
she
and then
bust
put
a
the
cap.
Porcelain one
bust
on.
A cap in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck that,
and
man.
She's like,
why did you just pull the tooth at this point?
You can't because it's my first molar. And she said 90% of the chewing that you do happens on your first molar on your right side of your mouth. You pull that tooth.
Fucking switch sides, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
She said, you pull the tooth, it causes a chain reaction. And she's like, you're going to have no teeth. It's stupid. And she's like, you can't. This is the big one. It's the one you got to get fixed. So the last thing she said was, the next 2 weeks are going to be really important. And she's like, if that thing starts to hurt, then that means that the nerve is compromised and then you're going to have to get a root canal. She explained the whole process to me. I've never had a root canal.
I don't even know what it is.
So what they do is they pretty much do what they did last time. They saw open my tooth.
Sure. So they make all of that shit she did pointless.
Pointless. They cut down and expose the nerve.
Yeah.
And then they file off the nerve.
That's what that is?
Uh-huh.
That's what a root canal is.
Yeah, they file off the nerve.
And then they just refill it and go.
And then, yeah.
Toodles.
Then, toodles poodles.
Bro.
So knock wood. The last week or however long it's been, 2 weeks, week and a half, all good. Just got to hope that when she starts pulling.
Have you just been not eating?
No, I've been, the first day I was a little worried about it, and then I totally forgot about it. And now it's like, I'm good to go. But
like she told you, like, it's fine?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a baby for a little bit, like soft stuff.
What does that mean? No, it's
soft stuff. But then I forgot about it.
I would have just eaten mush for 2 weeks.
I forgot about it, honestly. The Novocaine wore off, and then I remembered the
sure.
trauma that. But it was just gum stuff. Like, my tooth never hurt. It was just
stuff.
It was just you know.
What are you kids into?
Gum stuff, bro. Yeah. So, looking forward to that. So, on the 8th, we're gonna go get down on this one more time.
Bro.
It's going to be pretty.
I can't.
Rad. I took a picture of myself. There's goggles. They make you wear goggles now.
Really?
Straight up goggles.
Why, so you don't get fucking, like, bits of tooth in your eye?
I think so. I think that was the situation.
What kind of goggles? Like shop class goggles?
Like here.
Or like Michael Phelps goggles.
I'll show you a picture. I just gotta find it.
Or
Like shop goggles.
Or tanning bed goggles. Or, you know, other types of... Look at you.
Shop goggles.
Yeah. You're going to make a birdhouse.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah.
We got some old timber out back.
Yeah.
We're going to make a birdhouse.
Yeah. It was bad.
Dad said he doesn't want me to use the power tools.
He's not supposed to.
I do have a nice little handsaw that I got.
Yeah. A hacksaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. For cutting pipe.
Yeah. But you know what? It works fine for this.
It's fine for this.
Yeah.
Your dad says I'm an idiot because on account of I don't know how to do anything, he said. But
I figure I prove him wrong with this.
Yeah.
Yep. No more holding the flashlight for me.
Nope.
Next time the sink gets clogged up.
I'm a man, goddammit. I do what men do.
Because mama keeps trying to flush her positive pregnancy tests down the sink, and the sink gets backed up, and daddy has to perform an operation on the sink and mama. And
both involving a coat hanger.
At first, I thought I was going to have a baby brother. But
oh, I was here with a guy a couple...
It's a snake.
A couple of days ago.
Daddy gets the snake out, and he performs an operation on...
Mama's
and the sink. Mama's kitchen sink. Mama's kitchen sink needs to get rinsed out.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Mama's kitchen stank. So I was here with a guy. I was here with a client a couple of days ago.
Well, if you say it like that, they're not going to come back.
I know. and he also, his side hustle is he's a landlord. So we're here and it's quiet and we're doing some work together and his phone rings and I hear the person on the other end is screaming.
Oh, shit.
Terrified screaming.
Right? Oh, not like angry screaming.
Screaming. Like, I just hear, it sounds like, you know? And he's trying to calm him down and stuff. Hangs up, like, you all right? Everything cool? He's like, yeah, everything's fine. I mean, it'll be fine. 2 minutes later, the phone rings again, and this screaming doesn't stop. So he gets up and he's like, I gotta go, right? And
I'm
like,
clearly.
No. So I walk him out the door. As I'm walking with him, I'm like, you gotta tell me what happened. I can't go to bed
not knowing
what happened. Apparently, I found this out. He's like, I'm not sure what happened. Something's up in the basement of a building I own in town.
Oh, no. Well, you know me.
I'm gonna go and find out.
Yeah.
The basement, right?
Uh-huh.
So what happened is that all these people in this apartment building had been pouring grease down their sinks for years. And now it had formed a ball of solid grease.
Yeah.
And it ended up backing up all of the toilets.
In the whole building?
In the whole building. In the street. It stopped in the street. So, and it was at the bottom of a hill. He said all of the shit in the on the entire hill came down and up out of a toilet that was in was in his basement. He had like 4 inches of raw sewage bubbling out of this hole, this pipe in his basement. And yeah, dude, the city had to come, and he was in there with a shop vac. So you want to be
off air? I want you to tell me where this happened.
I will,
because I think I saw some shit.
Literally. Yeah, I guess it was a giant shit show. I think toilet exploded. There was
that's bad. Pressure, man. Like,
it was bad news.
Don't pour grease down your sink. Bears.
What's
people?
The matter with
you? You let that shit solidify and you throw
that
away.
Shit out.
And you throw it away.
Yeah, man.
Why the
you want to be a real animal, you cook with it. Don't
reuse that grease.
Pour it down the sink or the toilet or whatever, dude. That's so crazy. Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
I think I got diphtheria one time in a similar situation, but it wasn't grease.
Sure.
I was at my girlfriend's mom's house, and there was a problem with the sewer main in the street, and it backed up poo into her mom's basement. So similar situation. I remember being down there. There was poop. There was so much liquid in the basement. I mean, dude, it was maybe a foot. There were tampons floating.
I get it. Yeah, I understand.
I say again, there were tampons floating.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
There were visible logs of poo floating, right?
Jay, again, I can't stress enough that I understand the point you're trying to make.
I had to, I helped clean up, and then where it had ruptured or whatever was in her front yard. and she needed help like putting the yard back together after the city had come and like
tore it up,
right? Yeah. So I was out there with like a rototiller and a hoe.
To just make things my look hand, as decent as possible.
I was just trying to get everything back together. Uh-huh. Just picking up clumps of dirt with my hands eventually and just tapping it down.
Jason.
No, I have very, very, very soft hands.
Yeah.
And like tissue paper hands. It's hands that I had ripped open.
Uh-huh.
On wooden handled like hoes and rototillers and things. So I had these giant blisters on my hands that were wide open.
Yeah, touching poop dirt.
And I'm grabbing dirt by the handfuls and tamping it down with my hands. Then I got super sick for like 6 months and thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
So I'm almost positive I gave myself diphtheria.
Yeah, you had all of Amsterdam's shit inside of you.
Inside of me. That's why I'm saying vote for Jay Leonard Alderman, Fifth Ward, 2020. I have the city in me.
Yeah, you are literally, it's literally part of you.
It's a part of me.
Oh my god, dude, I couldn't even imagine. Yeah. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, I was so sick. I remember it was like 4th of July, and we went to go watch fireworks. And I walked into a grocery store and laid in the bathroom and fell asleep. And I mean,
because it was that bad. Yeah,
I was so sick. I had this pain in my stomach that was so intense. Dude, I would just sweat. It was like 6 months. Yeah, definitely a diphtheria. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
See, I thought you were going to go another way when, like, the person called and was yelling. I can't handle people yelling to people on the phone.
Yeah?
Like, I thought that, like, they called them up and, like, you're a piece of shit, landlord, or something like that. I thought that was the vibe. And I was like, I got really uncomfortable for you.
I've been here for those kind of calls. Moment. I've been here for when he has to like bitch at them. Like
for like not paying their rent and shit.
Like, yeah, like stupid shit like that. Or like somebody like left a mess, you know, somebody got served with eviction papers and there's like yelling. Yeah, yeah. He's been here enough where I've seen some shit.
Right.
I've seen some shit, man.
Yeah, no, I just have, I dated this girl in, like, 7th grade, which, you know, whatever, junior high, shit.
Whatever.
But I remember going to her house and her mom yelling at a car dealership on the phone, and it scared the shit out of me. Like, it actually terrified me. Like, you know what I mean?
Uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. Literally the first time I had been to their house, and it was basically like, oh, if she doesn't mind yelling at...
A stranger.
A random car dealership on the phone. She has no problem.
It's striking me.
Freaking out at her precious daughter's boyfriend. Little boyfriend.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Zero problem. And I had... But I couldn't say no, like, coming over because it was like... It was obviously like, why won't your boyfriend come over here? You know what I mean?
Everything
would have been one of those, like...
Okay. Hang on. I just got a text.
Okay.
From a friend.
Oh, no.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Who lives in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Who I grew up with and I have not seen in a very long time. And what does the text say? It's the bottom text.
Shut the fuck up. Fred Durst. Stop it. That's fucking it. Why? Why did that just happen? Is it possible you pocket dialed them and they heard us talking about Fred Durst?
No.
That's fucked up. That is some shit.
Did Fred Durst die?
What the hell's going on? Dude, if Fred Durst died while we were recording this podcast, I might kill myself.
No.
He didn't. Nope. He's totally alive.
I mean, he's not on the... He's not. Yeah, I just Google Newsed it. And no.
What's the most recent news story about Fred Durst?
Movie filmed in Birmingham is the worst of the year? ? And that's the one with John Travolta.
Maybe that's what he's talking about then. Maybe that's what your buddy's talking about. But that's still fucked up. Yeah,
no, but that was 3 weeks ago. Just okay.
I don't know, man.
That's fucking weird.
That's very weird. Let's call it a night.
I don't think we can beat that. Jesus Christ.
Fred Durst.
I was going to talk about this gig I got, but we're not going to beat that.
Well, now I want to know.
Oh, my God.
That was loud.
Yeah, it was loud. No, it's fine. It's just your boy got a gig directed in videos for the state again.
Oh, good shit.
So, yeah.
Good for you.
That's it. That's I was going to get into
it. They like you over there. They should.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Really, I am.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey. Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast.
It's just so weird.
I know. It's fucking bizarre. Jesus. You want to go get a drink?
I feel like I need one.
Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast and at HardOnPod on Twitter and Instagram, which don't go on Instagram. That's a waste of time. I'm at ChumBarnes32. Jay's at T-Mouth. And check out MiddletownMovie.com. Sign up for the mailing list. Important shit coming very soon. For Jay Leonard. That's how they always say that shit.
Yeah.
For Jay Leonard, I'm Sean Barnes. But for you, I'm your one and only.
Oh, you are.